Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I've got a challenge to clear up from last time before we can do this week's show. I said, start with the name of punk icon's Bad Religion. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell two words, three letters, eight letters, that might be used to make fried chicken. What are the words?
Oil and breading.
Nicely done, Mike.
All right, Ian, it is our 300th show. Can you believe it?
Wow, congratulations.
Congratulations to you, too. Another show that ran for 300 episodes, General Electric Theater, running from February 1953 to June 1962, the 302-episode anthology show hosted by Ronald Reagan was broadcast on both CBS radio and television. The episodes that aired on television were almost exclusively adaptations of a short story, novel, or other work of fiction. In 1962, Reagan was fired as host and the series canceled after Reagan defended remarks he made opposing the Tennessee Valley Authority, calling it a problem of, quote, big government. To commemorate our fellow 300-episode show, this week each correct answer has the initials G.E.
You know, it was all downhill for Reagan after that.
Initially released in June of 2001, what computer program uses imaging provided by NASA to provide a searchable three-dimensional view of almost the entire globe and, since 2008, integrates a perspective called Street View, which allows users to explore parts of selected cities at ground level?
Google Earth.
That is correct. And in version 9 of Google Earth, there is an I'm feeling lucky option, which takes the user to a random location on the globe and displays a portion of the Wikipedia page for that location.
Huh.
What singer is backed by a band originally called the Miami Latin Boys, had the first number one album on the Billboard Top Latin Albums when it was established in 1993, and is the subject, along with her husband Emilio, of a Broadway musical titled On Your Feet, which premiered in 2015.
Gloria Estefan.
That is indeed. And Ms. Estefan at one time worked as a translator at the Miami International Airport, and because of her skills with language, she was approached by the CIA for a possible position.
And maybe she took it. We just don't know.
First used as a term in 1901, what is the common name for the process by which radiation from a planet's surface causes the surface temperature of the planet to rise above what it would be without those atmospheric mechanisms?
The greenhouse effect.
Correct. What 1861 novel is the second of the author's novels to be fully narrated in the first person, in this case by an orphan named Pip, following 1850's David Copperfield, and features characters such as Miss Havisham, her daughter Estella, and a convict named Abel Magwitch?
That is Great Expectations.
By Charles Dickens. And I read Great Expectations in middle school, and I did not like it.
So take that, Dickens.
And finally, what London district, notable for its maritime history, is more well-known today for sitting on the meridian located at 0 degrees longitude and for being home to a royal observatory with a clock whose time is used as the basis for a timekeeping standard?
Is that Greenwich, England?
It is Greenwich, England. Very good. And the original part of that observatory I mentioned was designed by some guy named Sir Christopher Wren. Speaking of expectations, did you expect us to still be here after 300 episodes? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can be a good egg and go to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase Google Earth. That's GOOGLE EARTH. Drop one letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell two five-letter words, one for a building and one for a natural formation, both of which you might see on Google Earth. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back for show number 301 this time next week.
See you then.